Yud Gimel Tammuz, Tuesday the 19th of July, Rabbi Moshe Bunim Kraus, Hilchus Zimun.
Good morning, wherever Rabbi Isai. Zimun is something which we're relatively familiar with. We're acquainted with it. We all, at some stage, have this mitzvah, whether it's with three or with ten. We are something which is not completely strange to ourselves. The Gemara at the beginning of the seventh Perek of Brachas learns out from a Pasuk that there's a mitzvah to be mezamen. We learn out because Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kishayim Hashem Ekra Hava Goydim in Elekeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is one, Ekra, Havu, give. He's saying, when I call Hashem's name, give honor to Hashem. He's speaking to two people. From there we derive that when there are three people together, one should call on the other so that together they do a collective praise to Hashem. It's a unified, it's like a tzibur together doing a zimun. Together the benching is not just three individuals benching, it's a collective benching, a unified body of three people together who give a special shevach because they've derived this pleasure and this benefit from eating. It would seem pashtas, it would be min ha-Torah, because we learn that from a pasuk, kishem ishan ekrov gedelelekenu. It would seem that it would be min ha-Torah. However, the Mishabura takes on, and the Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, they take on that it's not min ha-Torah, it's only an asmachta, it's only a drabonim, we bring an asmachta, we just bring a smach, we just bring some kind of, how do you say smach in English, how do you say, some support, perhaps just support, is that right? Yeah. Just a support from the pasuk, but not that that is the total makor, the source of this actual din. So it's the halacha that Mishmur takes on is midrabbana. Chasnish holds this min ha-Torah, he's choshes for those who shown him holds min ha-Torah, but Rabbi shown him holds this midrabbana. How does this affect the lady folk? Noshim tzidkonyas, are they mechuyev bezimun? So the Gemara discusses it. Actually, it's not actually more furish than the Gemara. Gemara mentions there's a braisa which says that noshim mezamnois, noshim make zimun. However, there's a shayla amongst the Rishonim whether this is a chiyuv or it's only a rishus. Is it an obligatory or it's voluntary? If they wish to do so, are they obliged or they're not obliged? So machloikas harishonim, the Rabbein Yoina on their own, three women on their own. Are they mechuyev to make zimun or not? So the Shulchan Aruch paskens noshim mezamnus la'asman rishus. It's only a rishus. They're not obliged to make bircha zimun. And the general minhag nowadays is people don't do it. Women don't do it because they rely that it's a rishus, and therefore they're not mechuyev. You don't have to. You could, if three women together would want it, they'd be allowed to. Nothing wrong with it whatsoever. But it's not a chiyev. This is not the shit of everybody. The bi'alocha brings that the Vilna Gaon, the Das Agra, he takes on like the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yoina, that Noshim are Mukhuyev to Bech Zimun. However, it says in the Biyah Halacha, Ha'olam Lo Nagu Kein, that's not the meaning of Olam. We can perhaps look for perhaps a bit of a limud chus. Why are women not choshish for this shitta that they hold this achiyev? So the answer is, because Shekharach says it's Rishos. But perhaps later on, as we carry on, perhaps we'll find a limud chus that Be'emes, they're not even, what they do now, these women are not contradicting the view of the Gaon and those Rishayim. We'll come to that later. That's the Shulchan Aruch Paskin. Pashtas are taking on women not like the Vilna Gaon, and they take on women are not Mukhiyev, and it's Rishos, so they don't do the Rishos.
Could we not be Mitzarev then a woman with men?
Till now we're talking when they are on their own. Says the Shulchan Aruch, they cannot be used for a tziruf. They cannot use tziruf. Even two men and a woman, it's not a... We don't want to encourage this. The question is, so the Mishpura says, because it's... because ein chabrosam no'eh, the Mishpura doesn't explain why. So it's not a nice... get together, even though Mishmur finishes off and says, even a lady with her husband and her sons, nevertheless. We don't want to encourage groups. In this particular case, where it's a wife with her family, obviously it's perfectly okay. But they don't want to encourage making a zimun when there's a woman involved in the chiyah. However, you know, three women on their own can make a zimun. That's how the Shulchan Aruch passes. So again, it's a reshus when they're on their own, but you cannot use them when they are together with men. Those are the two stages that it says here. Now what happens, like Rav Shimon mentioned, what happens if they are with a group of men who are mechuyev? There are three men who are mechuyev zimun. So the din is, says the Shulchan Aruch, and b'sha'ichlis im ha'anoshim chayovis. When they are with men, they are mechuyev. Now, this people don't know about. This is a very negeh shayla, and it's negeh, and people are not aware of this halacha. The dimensions of this particular, the ramifications of it. What it actually means is that if you have a family member, a lady, eating with three men, a husband and two children, two sons, bar mitzvah boys, and they started together the Shabbos meal, she wants to go away for a shia, she may not go away. She may not go away because she's mechuyev zimun. Once you're mechuyev zimun, you can't go away. Now, is there any eitzah? Do we have an eitzah for a woman who knows she can have to go away halfway through the meal? Do we have an eitzah? She's mechuyev to stay till they've made zimun. So if you have a man who wants to go away, that's one thing. He can make zimun quickly and they can answer. That's that, if he wants, if they agree, that's one thing. But if you have this woman who needs to go away, what do? Is there any eitzah? So first thing to mention is that first thing to mention is there's the shitta of the Bach. The Bach holds and Mishmur says, "B'mokum tzayruch gadoid." If it's a question of hefsed, perhaps we can rely on the Bach. But at least we should mention the Bach. The Bach holds that if you don't finish together, you're not mechuyev to stay for zimun. You're only mechuyev to stay for zimun if you finish together. Then you have to go and you hang on till everybody, the last course has been served together. Then you're not allowed to leave. But if we're holding in the middle of the meal, the Bach holds you can go away. So Mishmur doesn't like to rely on this. He says only b'mokum hefsed moment. If it's a question of money, you know. You're a group of people together, but to rely on this on its own, the Chayra definitely cannot. Yeah. So what Heta can we find? So the Olam is used, the Olam perhaps know about this Heta, and it's based on a Ramah. We'll start from the, and this is Negev for men as well, not Dafka for women, we'll start from the Ramah in Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe brings down as follows, in some Kuf Tzadik piece. He says, Noyagim, there's a minute, She'ei Mazan Mubbeis Goy. Three people come together in an inn, they don't make Zimun. In a Goysha inn, they don't make Zimun. But Lo Yadati Tam Lama. I don't know why. Why should they not do so? Why not? As long as three people have eaten together, they make Zimun. So he says, Nir El Yashiv Aminig, She'choshim Mishum Sakona. They're worried about the innkeeper. Interesting svar, he says. Because the innkeeper might know that the minig Yisrael is that the person who benishes mezuman makes a bracha for the Baal HaBayis. Yishloch bracha Baal HaBayis is there. And by a goysha, and a goysha one, they don't do it. You're not supposed to say with the goy. Ki lo yoymru harachim on yibarach Baal HaBayis. Sheikra mecha shtilma yehe yishom yisha yedeh darkon shil Yisrael. He know the Jewish custom. Shemavarach in the Baal HaBayis. Vim lo yasek zeh bebeis ha-goy yavoy l'dei sakona. He'll get so annoyed with them. How come you're not giving me a bracha? When you sit together, you Jewish people, you make a blessing for the owner, for the person who supplied the feast, or the one who's the one who owns the house. And suddenly you're not doing it, he gets all upset with him. Interesting svar. He's not very happy about it, the remark. So he says, V'ein issa b'dover. He says it's okay. Even if the svar is not right, even if the svar I've made up, says Ramah, this svar I'm using as a limud zchus is not right, but kimen shalei nagu lezamen leikov asman mezimun, avak meshachlu b'leikeva p'tur min hazimun. And then it says another reason also to be mekel. What he's saying is, he says if three people sit together and they intentionally lechatchila plan when they sat down initially, not to change their mind in the middle of the meal, but before they sat down they decided we're not going to bang zimun. Then their initial getting together is not called getting together for a kvias. They've not united in the way that makes a chiyuv zimun. The chiyuv zimun is only when three people eat together with a kvias. They're joined together. If it's just like three people walking around, three people walking around, no kvias, an aeroplane, for example, Yeah, everybody's on their own place, their own seat and their own table. You can't make zimun. You're not kavua biyachad. You have to have some kind of kviyas together. You have to be at one table. You have to have at least decide together we're going to eat together in this particular place, even if it's not a table. We're sitting down here to have a picnic. You have to have some unifying thing which connects you. We said earlier, zimun is a collective brocha which has to come from the fact that there's a group. So if there's no group, there's no zimun. Says Ramah, since they initially planned on separating when it came to the last part of the meal, which was the zimun, they don't want to be together, it's as if they never sat together. There's no unification, there's no achdos between them. Since they know initially they're not going to make zimun, therefore the whole kviyas is not together. It's like they're walking around and they're not connected with each other. So, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe, Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Vav, uses this svara of the Ramah, and he says, he brings some others as well, that therefore, this is Nageya by a man comes to a chasana, yeah? And he knows he needs to leave early, he wants to go home early. And he sits down, and if he comes late, then he hasn't started with the Oyinim. If he sits down, he washes and everybody else washes, and he sits down, and they start together. So he knows he wants to go in the middle, he doesn't want to stay till the end. What should he do? So the thing to do is to have kavona lechatchila, not to be mitzaref. You don't want to be a chelek of the chabura. And then you can bench. He's not so happy about Rav Moshe Feinstein, but he says, but tzairach, you can rely on this to be meikel as long as you plan lechatchila. And Chaim Kanievsky brings that he has the same shayla to a chazanish, also said the same svara. You can make in your kavona before you sit down, think that I'm not going to be mitzaref for zimun, and then you can leave it. So, when it comes to lady folk, they can do exactly the same thing. They can have kavana not to be mistaruf. They have to remember, have to remind them before they go, before they wash initially, before they go and sit themselves down for the meal. They should have kavana that we're going to leave early. We're not going to be mistaruf for zimun. That lechayra would be a very good eitzah. So I saw a svara that could be a limud zchus for noshim who don't make zimun when there's three people together, three ladies, even though they're allowed to, and according to Vilna Gaon Mochiv to. Apparently, when Gezer Tzem started, I don't know how long ago, 70 years perhaps, something like that, I think in the 1940s, I think, probably 70 years. Yeah. So, I don't know, at what stage they got three girls, I think started with one Talmido, I think. Probably after about a year, they had three Talmidos, and Mr. Korn, who kept the halacha very strictly and everything, he said, you should make zimun. And they made zimun in the seminary. Yeah, because why not? It's absolute rishus. And they told him that, no, that's not in the minhag hazeh, even though it's gated sem, but nevertheless, you should scrap the idea. It's not an obligation. Don't do things which are tamua, which look strange. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with pialocha. Rebetzain Navarech, I suppose, something like that. Exactly what the nusach would be. Rebetzain's let's make zimun, Rabbeisain Navarech, and you make zimun. I never heard it in my life. But it's okay at Api Halacha. The question is, we ask the question, okay, it's not a Rashut, but according to some shit, it's a Sechir. So wouldn't it be better to be Machmir? According to this Svar we just said now, according to the Igros Moshe that he brings, that Kavona, not to Mistarv, is okay, so it's very good. Because since they know initially that they're not going to make Zimun later, these women, so therefore, they're not mechaber nechatchila to be a unified body of one group that should be one unit, and they should be considered enough that they're mechuber biyachad. And therefore, there's no kviyas. Therefore, there's no kviyas in the first place. Okay, that's negeya to noshim. Like I said, for men, it's also very negeya. And you know, if one joins the meal and at a chasna, and you come, and then you need to do this. Now, what happens if you didn't? You didn't have kavana. You didn't think about it, and then you want to leave early. So as I mentioned earlier, the Bach says, the Mokum Hefsid Meruba, that Mishmerbach is Mekum, Mishmer is saying, Mokum Hefsid Meruba, if it's a financial loss, then you can possibly be Mekum. That's what the Mishmer brings down. Now what is Machayiv you to do Zimun? Yeah? It has to be that you either start together or finish together. Yeah? If three people start separately to each other, yeah, Reuben sits down, has his meal, sits down there with washes and has a kazais. Then Shimon comes and has a kazais. Then Levi kazais, that's not called starting together. So in such a case, one of them can go and they're allowed to leave earlier. But starting together is when they start to kazayas within each other, within the first kazayas. And the first one, while he's still eating his first kazayas, the second one then starts, sits down. If they mamish wash together and somebody's moiti like the Shabbos meal, one's moiti everybody else. Kavachomer, that works. But otherwise it's not called starting together. If you come late to a chasana, and even if you see somebody else washing or something, and you come a bit later, nobody else is washing the same time as you, and everybody else already had the kazayas, then you're not mukhiv in any case. If you do come and everybody else is washing, you're sitting down and washing, then there is a chiyav, and you have to recover not to miss time. If you have to go, then it's a shas adchak. Shas adchak, then if it's a shal of hefsid moment, will perhaps be makel. Then you can just bench on your own, just bench and go. You can't make a zimun with your neighbours because...
If you're not taking away from them,
if you have 10 people, yes, but if you don't, then you're taking away. Because if you have 10 people, then you're allowed to bench zimun. You're allowed to, you've no problem with that. What you can't do is, if you're mukhiyav elikenu, to take away the chiyav elikenu by benching with 3, then you're taking away the chiyav. Can't be, make it less than the actual chiyav. Shabbat brachas. The Moshe Feinstein says, very good point. He says, it's also about the Shabbat brachas. Yeah, so the Moshe Feinstein says that the chiyav Shabbat brachas is a chiyav on everybody who's there at the chasana, but he says it's not worse than the chiyav of Zimun. The one who's mukhiyav to be mitzaref for Zimun is mukhiyav also to mitzaref for the Shabbat brachas. But not more of a chiyav than the chiyav of Zimun. So if you've got between Zimun, you've got between Shabbat brachas. Now, what about using a loudspeaker for Sheva Brachas and for Birchas HaZimun? Yeah, so there's a debate amongst the Poskim when you choose a loudspeaker for these things, because the problem is that, Birchas Chasanim, you make the Bracha under the Chuppah, you need 10 people for it. Now, if you have a loudspeaker, Ramkol, and often there's no 10 people who can hear. You need to have 10 people, at least in the vicinity of the person who's saying the words, to hear. So it's often a problem. And to call the actual voice, which is transmitted through the loudspeaker, to call it voice is very debatable, because it's not the person himself. It's just amplified his voice, not him himself speaking. So to say that's him talking is quite... It's difficult to say that. If you'd say yes, then you could be Yotza, Mikra Megillah on the phone. You know, you can't get to davening, so you phone up your friend, and I don't know where. He calls you Mikra Megillah. And you could be Yotzer. I'm not saying it's definitely no good, but pashtas, it's not the person speaking. It's just like some kind of technical thing that you're getting, something which is similar to his voice. It's not like him himself, his power of his speech. So to actually say that a loudspeaker is called him himself is very difficult to say. So the belt is makel, people are makel. I suppose they hope that there are 10 people in the area who do hear. Okay, there's a mokum lahachmeh, sama machmeh, not to use a loudspeaker. But for Zimun, I know my father, Shlita, Dan Krauss, even though he's machmir for the other inyanim, he doesn't use the loudspeaker, but for Zimun he's meichel. Because Zimun, the main idea is that you're calling everybody to come to it. Everybody to take notice of what's going on here. Rabboisem of an invention, Rabboisem of Arach, we're now going to bench. It doesn't matter so much you don't hear his actual voice. The main thing is, if he gives a bang on the table and says we're benching, it's also good enough. Because the main thing is that he's calling us, we should be ready to bench together, and we bench the unified benching. That's the main thing. We should hear him. He's actually calling us. That's l'chayra, good enough for Zimun. So therefore, even those who are machmir, when it comes to other brachas, not to use an outspeaker, when it comes to Zimun, are meichel. Interesting. I have an interesting point here. If one is, let's say somebody sits by the Shabbos meal, a woman, and she's mechava not to mitzvah. Now, what does it mean mechava not to mitzvah? Yeah, I mean, if a person wakes up in the morning and says, I'm mechava not to do Krishna today. You know, you can't do that. Masna Moshkosabate, you can't do such a thing. So how does it work? You sit together and you say, we're making it tonight, we're not gonna do Zimun. Kishem Shem Ekrahova get the little cane, you have to make Zimun. How can you do such a thing? Not make Zimun. The answer is, like we said, that it's not called a kvias. That we're not it's mafkia our connection with each other. Since we want to make a separation between ourselves, it's not called we're unified. But Rav Moshe Feinstein is not happy about the whole svara. He asked, I mean, l'chor, it's very schwer, because if two people sit together, when there's no chiyuv zimun, they can be called a group. The halacha is, you're not supposed to be moitzi somebody else, unless you have some kind of kviyas together. You know, if we're sitting at the meal together, two people sitting at the meal, I can moitzi with hamoitzi. It could be, you know, one person can moitzi somebody else with hamoitzi. The father is moitzi, the bnei abaye is at the meal, they sit down, they're sitting down for the meal, you can moitzi with hamoitzi. But if they're walking around and not sitting as a unit, you can't be moitzi. But the avid, you can't. But l'chadchila, you know, just, I need you to moitzi me the shahakel, you know, so walking around, it's not so good, this eitzah. You're supposed to have a kviyas b'yachad, sit together. But the avid, it works. L'chadchila is supposed to be kavua at the table. Okay, so far so good. You sit down for the Shabbos meal, the Baal HaBayis makes hamoitzi, everybody else is kavua with him, it's one unified people, that's okay. But what should the svara be that when the three people together who have kavana not to be mezamen v'yachad, yeah, we had the case in the house of the goy, the three people sitting together, or Rav Moshe said three people at tachasana, they're sitting together, but they just want not to be mezamen. That makes them not kavua. Why not? If two people sit together, there's also no zimun, and they're still fixed. Why should not being zimun make it not fixed? So you have to understand, he's not happy about the svara, but the maaseh is muhua from the Ramah, we say such a svara. It seems to be the svara that since we're being, somehow, you have to understand what the svara is, since you're trying to negate, we don't want the zimun, by saying not zimun, it seems to be mafkia, making us not kavua. You have to understand the svara, the maaseh is not, doesn't know what the makor is, but it comes from a Ramah, and that's the maaseh of the halacha, that it's okay. But be that as it is, that we can understand this, that we can accept this, that this is mafkia, it stops the link between the people. So my problem with that is, in that case, if a woman's sitting down at the meal with kavana to eat early, then where's her connection with the Baal HaBayis? We just said that you're not supposed to be mighty somebody else. It's in Reishud, Gimel Shulchan Aruch, it says, you're only supposed to be mighty somebody else if you have a kviyas b'yachad, if you connect it together. So l'chayy, these three people of the Ramah were sat in the house of the Goy, and they had kavana not to mitzdarif. They said, we're not one unit. L'chayy, one should not be made to the other. Because if they're not one unit, the gabba zimun, they're also not one unit, the gabba amaytzi. And just as zimun needs a connection, hamayt's also supposed to have a connection. So l'chayy, can't be made to one the other. So if a woman wants to leave early from the meal, where's her connection with the Baal HaBayis? And how can you be made to her without amaytzi? And nobody thinks of that. Yeah, that's l'chayra. This is a bit of a problem. I'm not saying it's gefalach because we damage a yotze, but l'chadchila we have to understand.
A man is the same.
A man, yeah. A man if has come not to misstarve, then he can't be yotze in chanama. Let's say a man starts the yotze. How can he do it? So I think it's a bit of a complicated patent. You know what they call a patent in Eretz Yisrael, but. The eitzah, which I tell my family members to do, I'm not saying everybody has to adopt this chumra. I'm just telling you the Torahi, I'm just telling you the svara. So I tell my daughter, if she has to go away to a shiur, whatever, I say she kavana to mitzdarif with me, but not with the other two men. Yeah. So she's connected. Her kavana is to be connected with me. That means, you know, she wants to be one chabur with me, so she can be yotzi my hamotzi, but not with the other men. And therefore, she's not connected with a chabur of three men. Therefore, she's not one unit with a chiyuv zimun. Now, in case you think it's a bit weird, such a thing, you know, how can you say in svara such a thing? How can you say such a svara? If you connect, you connect, you're not connected. But I saw Chaim Kanevsky Shlita brings, I mean, he was in Shiva, it's well imagined, he was a masmid, yeah? And he went down to the chiddushes, he went down to eat at the meal, that's the chiddush. Yeah, but now they bring down in the story of Chaim Kanevsky that... his mother was worried, Erev Shabbos, he wasn't coming home from his yeshiva, and he had to take a bus, I think Ramat Gan or something, wherever it was. He got so fatigued in his learning Friday afternoon, he only had an hour before Shabbos, it's time to go home. So, Chaim Kanevsky has been the same for many, many years, and I know I'm Rebbe Esam Shana. Yeah. So he asked the Chazanish, he goes down for the meal, and there's 10 people sitting at the table in yeshiva, and he wants to know, can he leave before the Olam is ready? They sit together, they start together, what should he do? He wants to go up and learn, what can he do? And she told him that he can come on a lot to Mistara. She said, what's about making Zimun with three people? Is that okay? She said, yeah, you can be mechaven to mistarif to three, but not to ten. So you're going to have in your kavana that you mistarif to three of them and not to ten. So that's mamash the svara. I'm suggesting that you can split hairs and you can make yourself mechuba for some of them, not to the others. Yeah, I just want to finish off a small vort on Pasha's Balak. It says that Bilam, the symbol of Rishus, he wanted to go and curse the Jewish people, curse the Yidden. God says, no, you can't go. Again, I want to go, you can't go. Hashem says, yeah, you can go and curse them. He goes along on his donkey, and suddenly there's a malach there with a sword. Why is the sword going? Why is he there with the sword? Says the pasuk, because Baruch was angry that he was going. Baruch was angry that he was going. The question is, Hashem gave him a shush to go. Why is Hashem angry? He said, Hashem said specifically, before you can go. Why is Hashem angry? The answer is, you know, sometimes a child says to his father, Daddy, can I have this? No, 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 you can't. Daddy, can I have this? No, no, no. He's going on and on about it. Yeah, okay, you can have it. Yeah. Is the father happy about it? No. Rabbi Shlom said to Bilam, you can go. But you know jolly well, you know full well, Bilam, that I don't want that. What was Bilam's motto in life? He kept what he had to keep. The letter of the law, not the spirit of the law. It says, Rabbi Chonan, it says, Le'ucha lavis pi Hashem elokai. I may not transgress the word of Hashem. That's what Bilam said. He wasn't interested in what Hashem wanted. He wasn't interested in what Hashem said. If Hashem said, I can go, I went. And Hashem doesn't want me to go, that doesn't bother me. I'm going to go against what I don't want to go against what Hashem said, but not what he wants. That's the lesson for us in life. We are the Tamidus Avraham Avinu to the Mekayim, the Rotzen Hashem. Sometimes there's a grey area type of things. Does it say in Shulchan Aruch, can you put your finger on the sieve exactly where it's asked? Perhaps not. But it's known as in the Baal Tepachim, the fifth of Shulchan Aruch. Sometimes it's not the spirit of the Lord, that's not the Rotzen Hashem. That is what a Yid is there for. And a Yid goes, Lefnim Meshur HaSadin, he doesn't just do the strict letter of the law. He tries to be Mahadah, tries to do it even better. As Hashem should help us. We should go Mechayel Achoyel, this Chabura should go Mechayel Achoyel, and we should be Zeicher, to Messiah, to Kenim Erev Yemein.